Seventh principle, accelerate karma. So the idea of accelerating karma, I was looking through the Saivaitashastras this morning to see what it said about karma. I'm stuck in karma in my search through the Saivaitashastras, and it popped up all the entries. Talked about karma, and one of them, which I had forgotten about, talked about accelerating karma, and it talked about the monastic pattern, 36-year pattern. Remember, we've talked about that before. The monastic training pattern is 36 years long. And when it first came out, it says right in the Saivaitashastras themselves, it says, when the monks were first told this, which was in 1973 or 4, it seemed like to many of them a long, long, long time. 36 years of training. So, but the point the other verse was making is that within a monastic's life, he goes through four lifetimes of karma. Specifically what it said. I hadn't recalled that. Four lifetimes. It said one lifetime is in the first 12 years, one lifetime is in the second 24 years, and another lifetime is after the 36 years. It didn't specify where the fourth one was. I imagine that's before he became a monk would be the first one. So we go through four lifetimes. So that's a perfect example of accelerating karma, right? We skip three lives. This is pretty good. We're obviously getting to moksha more quickly. So that's the idea of accelerating. So in that spirit, why wait 20 more births to achieve spiritual maturity when you could achieve it in only five? This is the idea of accelerating karma. Then there's a quote from Gurudeva. When meditation begins, our individual karma is intensified. So just the practice of beginning meditation causes our karma to accelerate. Meaning practicing it regularly, not just meditating once, but beginning the regular practice of meditation, sustaining it, causes our karma to accelerate. In our first 4 or 5 years of striving on the path, we face the karmic patterns that we would have never faced in this life had we not consciously sought enlightenment. In a few months, we experience what would have otherwise taken a few lifetimes. Of course, the duties of our normal life do not allow much time for meditation. Thus, this principle best fits into sannyasa, both those following the path of the monk, as well as everyone after the age of 72, when in the sannyasa ashrama of life. So retirement can be more than playing golf, hanging around the house. It's an opportunity to intensify our spiritual practices and thus accelerate our karma. So that's a natural part of Hindu dharma for the householder is the sannyasa ashram. And of course, it's not understood at all in the West, so it may seem a little strange, but it's totally understood in Asia. And it's common to find those in the sannyasa ashrama, meaning over age 72, pilgrimaging in India, spending time in ashrams, so forth, living in Varanasi. They're following this practice of accelerating their karma through intensifying their meditation and other sadhanas. So the last principle we developed, the eighth principle, is called incinerate karma. So I was meditating on that this morning when the Homa fire was there, thinking about incineration and practice of incinerating karma. So, Gurudeva says, in the practice of yoga, the negative seed karmas can actually be burned up without ever having to be lived through. What we have to do is dissolve them in intense inner light. Goes on to say, it is the held back force of sanchitta karma that the yogi seeks to burn out with his kundalini flame, to disempower it within the karmic reservoir of Anandamaya Kosha, the soul body. So the idea is when the kundalini is very intense, then one of the consequences is that karmic seeds are burned. So the idea is that if you heat a seed to a certain degree, it won't sprout. So I was thinking, you know, alfalfa sprouts. Now normally you get your alfalfa and you get it moist and you put it in a jar and it sprouts, right? Before then it's in a bag. So it sprouts. So that's like karma manifesting in your life. Seed karma, when it sprouts, is something you experience. It manifests an experience in the first world. That's what sprouting means. But if you take those seeds and you heat them to a certain temperature, I don't know exactly how hot, then you try and sprout them, they won't sprout, right? So that's the idea of burning up a seed karma. You're taking the karma, which is in seed form, meaning it's sitting there, but it's not going to cause anything to happen. You're getting it up to a temperature where the ability to sprout goes away. So it's incinerated. It won't manifest an experience anymore. So that's the intensity of the kundalini causes that to happen, incinerates karma. So that's a pretty advanced practice. And there's a beautiful explanation of it. It's even poetic by Gurudev. It says, in the heart chakra, in bhakti, karmas are in a molten state, blended together. The throat chakra molds the karmas through sadhana. Third eye chakra sees the karmas, past, present, and future, as a singular oneness. Crown chakra absorbs, burns clean, enough of the karmas to open the gate, door of Brahman, revealing the straight path to merging with Shiva. So this adds the idea that it's the crown chakra, the Sarasvara chakra. When the kundalini has activated that up to a certain intensity, that's what incinerates the karmas. So that's our process. In review, we have 8 principles so far. Our first one, forego retaliation. Unless you do that, the whole thing doesn't work. Second one, accept responsibility. Third, forgive the offender. Fourth, consider the consequences. Fifth, create no negative karma. Sixth, mitigate past karma. 7, accelerate karma. And 8, incinerate karmas. So you can all get a certificate for having passed our seminar and effective karma management. Om Namah Shivaya.